Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Read this story, and it's more... it's more what's being said here. And this is L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. She said she worries that ICE raids will leave nobody to do child care. Now, let that sink in for a minute there. She's worried about ICE raids because nobody will do child care. Now, she told Katie Couric on Tuesday that people will begin to noticing the impact of immigration and custom enforcement raids once there's nobody to do child care or tend to their gardens. Now, tending to their gardens, who's going to pick their vegetables? That's always been said by Democrats. Speaking to Couric on the reporter's YouTube channel, Bass revealed that her biggest concern is the impact of illegal immigrants being arrested or too afraid to go to work. My biggest fear is the impact that Angelenos will begin to feel when the labor of immigrants is absent, Bass said. We'll feel it in the construction industry. We'll feel it in hospitality. We'll feel it at the grocery store. People will begin to notice. She continued. Now, this is Mayor Karen Bass. You think about the mothers who have nannies and housekeepers. They will feel it when there's nobody to do childcare and there's nobody to take their kids to school. You know, you'll feel it when your gardener goes away and you don't know where he or she is. So Angelenos will feel the absence on illegal immigrant labor. So let me get this straight here. You have the mayor of Los Angeles saying that, yeah, you're going to realize it when you're unvetted, unbackground checked, illegally present child care person does not show up to work. Is that really what you're going with here? Is that really the talking point? I mean, after everything we talk about background checks and school employees and anyone who works, if you're a parent going on a field trip with your own child, you need a background check now. But yet in LA, their top elected official, the mayor of the city, is saying, well, you know when people are going to realize this? When the people who have zero background checks, who are watching children now, don't show up to work because they're either afraid or they're deported. That's really what we're going with? I mean, I've had three children, and my children were in daycare from a very young age because both my wife and I worked. A lot of you are the same way. We keep hearing about, you know, the cost of childcare and... but one of the big things with any childcare is the vetting of who works there, right? We've seen time and time again videos of someone being abusive in childcare, someone, you know, not doing the right thing. Hell, there's been people arrested for having illegal immigrants, housekeepers, or childcare, or nannies. They're very high-profile cases of people who were lost political office or couldn't run for political office or lost appointments because they had an undocumented nanny. But here you have the mayor of Los Angeles saying her biggest fear is that the illegal immigrants who are doing jobs as nannies, childcare, you know, won't be here to do that job anymore. That's what you're advocating for, that people without background check, I mean, because you can't have a background check if you're illegally, right? People without background checks, unvetted, here illegally, could disappear at the drop of a dime if something does happen. These are the people you really want caring for your infants and your children? But this is what they're running. She said this on national TV. Bass claimed to have spoken to someone who said their local grocery store had empty shelves because there was nobody to stock them. She added that raids caused unnecessary trauma for families with parents unwilling to go to work or send their kids to school out of fear. It's just untrue. I mean, if you're an illegal immigrant, maybe you're a little hesitant to send your kids to school. again, because of the fear that Democrats are stoking, saying there's violent raids of elementary schools, which is 100% untrue. Not a single school in the nation has been raided by ICE. Not a single one. And the reports of the few that did were all found to be fraudulent. So obviously, all these illegal immigrants are simply working all these jobs, including childcare. To have parents who are not sure they could go to work or be fearful of letting their kids go to school, it disrupts families. It creates unbelievable pressure and tension. You can imagine the mental health impacts on children, especially the children that are old enough to remember the last Trump administration or old enough to remember COVID, Bass said. Despite Bass's condemnation, the Department of Homeland Security has signaled that it plans to continue arrests of criminal illegal immigrants. Secretary Noem also had a message for LA rioters. You will not stop us or slow down. ICE will continue to enforce the law and arrest criminal illegal aliens. I did see also the IRS investigators have touched down in LA and are looking into the funding behind.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In these protests. But how troubling is it that the mayor of Los Angeles is saying that the biggest impact is the illegal immigrants who are working in childcare or nannies, unvetted, no background checks whatsoever, who knows nothing about them? This is your biggest fear. A matter of fact, that should be your biggest concern as an elected official, that you have individuals without background checks caring for children in your city. With everything that's gone on across the nation, even people with criminal background checks. I mean, how many times do we see in schools issues that have happened? Now, they're small compared to all the schools and all the teachers that are out there, but they do happen. And these are people with extensive background checks. But to say that there's this entire, and to know there's this entire workforce out there that's undocumented, that has zero background checks for caring for kids in your city, and you're more worried about ICE enforcement than that, just goes to show how warped their thinking is on this. It's nuts. I just watched a video of Senator Elizabeth Warren talk about Senator Aguilar from California being detained and pushed out of the room, saying he was simply just trying to ask a question. Well, you watched the video. I posted it. And was that simply trying to ask a question, or was that forcing your way into an ongoing press conference to cause a disruption, to cause the response that was there? So my answer, and I've posted that to Senator Elizabeth Warren, I guess anytime I have a question, I could just push my way past her staff and her security, because I simply just want to ask a question. Now, you try that. You try walking up to someone like Senator Elizabeth Warren, push your way past her staff simply to ask a question. Make her. I mean, how many videos have we seen of reporters trying to ask these members questions and they just continue to walk, ignoring them? Well, I guess it's okay now to stand in front of them or prevent them from moving to ask them a question, because you're simply peacefully asking a question, right? I mean, that's the standard that she's setting. So it's interesting that they put this stuff out there publicly in their anger to be outraged for this manufactured crisis. And again, it's manufactured because the video we have of this interaction is from the senator's own staff. The senator's staffer took the video that showed this entire interaction. So it was like, hey, start filming this because we're going to cause a scene. You know that was the premise behind it. But here we are. But here you have the mayor of Los Angeles concerned that we have unvetted, non-background-checked illegal immigrants maybe not show up for health care, for child care jobs. Crazy. Let me go to the phones. We have Joe from Berwick. Joe.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I'm going to, you know, I kind of brought this up on Sue Henry's show with Josh Shapiro's comments. And I'm going to bring it up now, having heard what you read from Miss Bass. I'd like to welcome Miss Bass to have a big cup of shut the heck up. And you can put up any, you know, other, you can put any word in there of your choice. Because here's the deal with this buffoon, and I'm tired of hearing these people already. You know, she said, oh, well, who's going to do this work? Let me tell you something. 7:30 this morning, I'm out there tearing hedgerows out on a hillside. And I've been going since then, and I still have about 2 hours ahead of work ahead of me before I can get home and even get off my feet. I get it that these people are hard workers. Some of the jobs I do with a Hispanic man who's a very good carpenter. I get it, they're good workers. And yes, you know, they're, because it's you know, what they call unskilled, you can get people at times to do certain things cheaper. But these, you know, the arrogance of these people, so you're gonna undercut these people and basically use them as slave labor? That's what you're saying? And you're taking a moral high ground? Are you kidding me? If there's a need for these people, then set up something called a guest labor program or a temporary visa, which I think we already have. And if it's not suitable, then get Congress to do their job and come up with a better system and get these people in the country, give them a decent wage for what they're doing, and have them pay taxes while they're here. But to hear that buffoon, she's probably never done a day of work in her life, talk about that and say, who's going to pick our vegetables? Are you kidding me?
And that's their go-to and time again. She's not the first to say these things. Now, the child care issue, that was one that jumped right out at me. So you're advocating that non-background checked illegal immigrants are in the child care industry in your city, and that's not a concern of yours whatsoever.
Well, if they're doing that, I guarantee then they're breaking the law. Because if California is anything at all like Pennsylvania, yes, they have to have background checks. They have to have legal status. And if she's out there admitting that they don't, then she's out there admitting that they're breaking the law in her city. And once again, she doesn't care.
Indeed. Joe, I got to go up against the traffic and weather. I appreciate you checking in, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
It's 5:22 here at WILK. Time for traffic and weather.
Thanks, Rob. 81 north and southbound still seems.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.